Thank you. Anyone else? Hopefully I did not miss that I couldn't see before we start answering questions. Looking around. Okay, check online one more time. I'm going to start answering some questions, and Juan, please feel free to join in here. But I'll start with the one that has been posed. I'll go back. I'll start with the most recent, and we can work our way back up. But in regards to the posting of country visits, requests, things like that, in our regular meetings here we've had this week, we've discussed that. So please look forward to those things happening. One of the things that we want to make sure that we have is when we send out a country request, that we get a response first before we post if we don't get one and we repost. So please look for that. And we know that we sit in a unique position. And we want to make sure that we can be as transparent as possible. The other part of that, too, is the coordination with the other working groups and special rapporteurs on country visits. Because what happens is that oftentimes we'll be sort of seeking to go to the same places. So look for much more coordination internally around how are we going and where are we going. And the other part of that, too, is making sure that we are headed to those places we don't often go at all. And what does that look like? And then, of course, the mobilization on the ground for those spaces. So yes to your question around the web page and getting those things up to speed. But I also wanted to take a moment and talk about the coordination amongst all of us, especially I think the eight anti-racism groups, working groups that work on these specific issues, to see a much more coordinated effort around them as well. So thank you for that as well. And so hopefully that took care of the website question. And we welcome any other forms of communication you think we should be doing to get the word out there. So not only when we publish our reports, doing press releases and you know, social media to alert folks to that. So anything else you can think of we should be doing, you know, we welcome that. So I please ask you to send that in to do that as well. One of the other questions I have is around the training of law enforcement. And I think, Ada, you asked that question around what is the mechanism I'm going to be thinking about or doing around that. We have quite a mandate when it comes to law enforcement. Not that training is not important, but it is one of those things on our list that we plan on looking at. But prior to that, we also have some other issues specifically to law enforcement. As you heard South Africa mention, you know, who are you hiring and retaining and bringing into systems like this, other than just the system as a whole and how the system is operating. But we are looking at all aspects of policing. And we also have to mention that it's not just the traditional policing that we're talking about. We are talking about policing in a function where law enforcement is done. So whether that is immigration enforcement, whether that is investigatory enforcement, all of those things that intersect, so it allows us to broaden just a bit around what we are able to do, and that includes the folks that are in it. And I think oftentimes when we think of training, which is equally as important, we don't think about who is actually wearing the uniform, how they get in that uniform. More importantly, how do you hold folks accountable? And we get a lot of questions and concerns around, you know, you've got folks who've had complaints, excessive use of force, but they don't seem to be being removed. They seem to either continue to have those jobs or they move to a new police department and everybody's wondering how they got there. And so there's different aspects of this that we have broadened our mandate to make sure that we include, and I believe training will be one of those things as well. One of the other questions that I have, and one I'll certainly move to you, is around South Africa, your question on, you know, we can't talk about race, we can't train on race, how are we going to make sure that this stays in the forefront, especially when you're talking about systemic racism? And I would tell you that the position the United States is in right now is not unique to the United States. And I will tell you, because policing is local, those that are in uniform and serving that community are responsible to that community. And usually, I say that usually, not always, but usually and most of the time, the community is very, very integral in making sure that they are treated in the way they wanted to be treated. Oftentimes you'll see that in oversight committees. A lot of times you will see that in complaints. and making sure that there is mechanisms in order for those complaints to be listened to and meted out fairly. But most of all, just the lived experiences of those of African and African descent, and lifting those stories and making sure those stories are recorded, also push back on this notion that there isn't anything wrong. And I think you know this, even in American history will tell you that that is going to be problematic, to try to act as if these things don't exist. So, but it's still hard work. I think you all give us the example of that. So I'll stop there, Juan, and see if you have anything.